Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy this show.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
From within, I let my heart everything, everything is within. From within. You want to see eternity, you want to see love, you want to see joy, you want to see abundance, you want to see that. Really remind yourself that life is eternal. You've got to go within. You got to see from the within. You got to see from your soul's eyes. Yes, Ricky Byers quit. From within is where we must go. Within, where exactly within? Well, you'll find out. It's not a location. You're taking yourself out, away from the external world. You're taking your definition from within. What is true for you? What resonates with your soul? What makes you excited? Because when you look from the outside, when you take your answers from the outside, you might see something that looks good, but somehow it triggers you feeling bad, not good enough. That's because you're looking from without. And when you look from without, you're left without nothing. You got to go within, and within is all there is. That's where everything that we desire. It's the place where we get to honor who we are and remember that we are what we are looking for. We are the gift that we're seeking to receive, that we are the light. As a matter of fact, when you walk down your red carpet and they say, who are you wearing? You say, I am wearing me. And I was designed by God. Chew on that. Take a picture of that and put that on the internet. I'm wearing God. Huh? Excuse me? Never mind. If you have to ask, if I have to explain, you don't get it. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you are alive. You make a difference simply because you exist. Do you know that the thought you're thinking right now is activating somebody else on a different planet? It's causing change on this planet itself. What you're thinking and feeling right now is creating your next moment. And the moment after that, and the moment after that, and it's actually creating your future. You make a difference. You're adding to this wonderful garden called life, this planet Earth. So never underestimate your power. You are powerful, full of power. You are radiant. You are love. You are one with God. You are the place where God gets to recognize himself, herself, itself. Whatever works for you, and even if you don't believe in God, it's okay. Stay, keep listening, because it really doesn't matter if you call it God or not. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. But if you just believe in yourself and you commit, you set the intention to inspire humanity, that's all it's asked for. We don't care about what you call it or don't call it. It's all part of the same. We're all on this playground. Yes, yes, yes. When you go within, you're not tripping. Ah, I love that. Ooh, that felt good. Ooh, yes, I have to write that down. I love it when those things happen. Ricky Byers Beckwith, from within. Today we are talking to a sexy mama. Did I say that? I did. Oh, Lord. Yes, she is a sexy mama at 66. And there's some people who are just broke down at 30. I'm old. I can't do this. Okay, slow down. You see, I'm excited. But you know, Joan is here to activate the goddess, the godness within each and every one of us. Yes, the godness and the goddess in men. Because really, some of us brothers need to understand if we don't activate that godness, the God in us, will feel alone. It's about activating the what I call the duality of oneness, every part of your being. Joan Bonnie, she's here telling her story from saggy to sexy. What a title. What a title. I can't wait to talk to her. So anyway, what else did I tell you? Yes, you're listening to, you know that, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and we usually extend the playground, but we wrap up with the guests around 1:20, 1:30. Sometimes we go a bit longer with the guests. Just depends on what's in the ethers. And yes, I am your host, Life Coach Ade. We're taking your questions, your comments, and then if you want to do that, you do that by calling in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And I'll make sure you press one in your keypad. Queen, nice to see you all the way from Jamaica. Welcome, welcome. The passionate queen. Yes, Deborah. Thank you all for being here. Those of you in the chat, silent listeners, this guy says, guess Kefra, my brother, you go ahead with your good self. 4.0, foundation. Of course, when you go from within, you can't get anything less than 4.0. Phone lady and phone lady. Interesting name. And Teresa, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's give you some other announcements. Yep, we're taking your questions. You can call in 347. What is it? 347-426-3346. And make sure you press one on your keypad. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Of course, that's on Facebook. Post your questions there, and I would pass that on to Joan, and she'll be more than happy to share her love, her goodness, her sexiness with you. So if you're kind of feeling depressed, ooh, you're in for a treat. And if you haven't liked the page, you go ahead and do it. And for those of you who don't do Facebook, like five people in the world, because I just can't believe, I guess some people don't. You need to listen to Joan if you don't do Facebook. Come on, wake up. But anyway, if you don't do Facebook, you have a choice to choose. Yeah, you have a choice to choose what you want. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, where there's a tab called Ask Life Coach at A. And right there, you can click on it and send in your questions, and we'll get to it. So that way, if you're blocked by the firewall at work or whatever, you have access to it. But it's usually better when you call in 347-426-3346. And at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, so stay tuned for that. Stay tuned. Let's see. What else do I need to tell you? Let me tell you about what's happening. A little bit of what's happening this week. Tomorrow we have Judge Glenda Hatchett. She is in the house. Well, not right now. She will be. But there's only one house. So she's in the house. She'll be here tomorrow talking about the power to live your purpose, to live your dreams. And make sure you join us tomorrow. And then on Wednesday we have Conscious Parenting, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we're talking Indigo Children. Indigo Children, what is that about? What are the gifts? If you're a parent and you think, I've got an indigo child, well, how do you raise that child? How do you meet their needs? How can you support them in a world where others might think they're freaks because they see the truth? Maybe when you see the truth, the people who are seeing the light say, you're a freak. Hello, you're the freak because you see the fake. All right, what is this all about? Okay, calm down. I think he's up. Every time I'm super high, I got to put it on my guest. I think Joan is sending that high vibration. Because I was kind of calm and serene at the beginning of the show. Yeah. Don't project on Joan. It's got nothing. Take responsibility for your health and well-being. Okay, last Wednesday of the month, we also have Ancestral Blueprints. That's 2 p.m. Eastern. So we have Conscious Parenting on Wednesday at 12 p.m., and then at 2 p.m., same day, last Wednesday of the month, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. I think that's good enough. You can find out more information by going to, what is this site? I've got so many websites in my head. My brain cells are working hard. LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com is where you can find everything that's going on. Well, almost everything that's going on here at Life Conversations Radio. Now it's time to bring on my guest. I know you ladies are waiting. Some of the men are waiting in line, but they didn't sign in. They didn't use their name. They came in as guests. they don't want their wives to know they're finding out what it means to be sexy at 66. Brother's like, I ain't going out like that, but I'm going to listen to this lady. She, I saw her picture. She looks good. I don't believe she's 66. Well, guess what? You're going to find out in a minute. Let me read a little bit about Joan. And before I do that, I started the show with Carly Jackson and giving us the affirmation, I am
And then, of course, Ricky Byers Beckwith. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Ricky Byers Beckwith's website address. Yes. Take your holy breath. Breathe in. It's okay. Calm down. Ricky Byers Beckwith address, website address is weletitbe.com. weletitbe.com. Now, Joan Bunny is 65. Well, actually, she's 66 now. She has to keep updating her bio and books and everything. Yeah, that's what happens when you're living in the moment. Joan Bunny, a 66-year-old Northwest native, has authored and published a life-changing book, Sexy in Your 60s, How You Can Naturally Reverse the Aging Process and Rejuvenate Your Life. That in itself, Joan says, proves we are never too old to begin anything in life. Sexy in Your 60s has to do with the health and aging of our body, mind, and spirit, and how we can naturally reverse the aging process if we educate, honor, and most importantly, this is the most important part, apply those things that can result in growing young, not old. When we do, life becomes more joyful and pleasurable on every level. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, physical beings and non-physical beings, psychics and skeptics, help me welcome my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest, the sexy in the city. Oh, gosh, see, you need to focus. Sexy at 60. I can't find what I'm looking forward to. I'm doing too many things, but I can find it. Oh, there we go. Sexy at 66, Joan Bunny. Hey, here we go. That's it. I found it. Here we go. Let's bring Joe on. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Lord. Joan, all this sexiness is making me nervous. This earnestness. I can't even think straight. I don't know if I can handle it. Will you hold my head and tell me to be still and know that all is well? How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Audie. Thank you so much. Such a pleasure and honor to be talking to you today. And by the way, I'm almost 67 in about 2 months.
Oh, wow. And you're getting younger by the day.
I love shouting my chronological age from the rooftops because I love my chronological age because it's our chronological age that determines the character of our soul. And we must always honor it and not want to go back in time, but yet to bring those things that we've learned forward, to be able to use this time in your life as a woman to fully awaken to your goddess within. It's a fabulous time of life.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. And there's so much to cover, so much to get into. And in a minute, I want to ask you about your mission statement, because I think that is just so powerful. But I want to ask you this first. I read a little bit about you. I've been talking about you. Some people know about you on their web, maybe experienced you at book signings. But from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Joan Bunny?
As I say in the book, I am a woman just like any other woman. And I was born in the 40s, 1945, and I've lived long enough now to watch the woman, the divine feminine, be taken to a place that doesn't serve us. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned before in your pre-talk, you know, that we're always trying to be somebody that we're not, that we're using artificial means in order to make ourselves appear younger and or somebody that we are not. But basically, the only important thing that we are is what we are at a soul level. And to use those gifts and to learn from all of those things and all of those experiences in life, as I like to say, our circumstances are not maybe different from each other, but our differences are small in comparison to our commonalities. You know, we all feel fear and love and hate and guilt and jealousy and envy and anger and doubt and sadness and all of those things, we all feel those things. That's where we have to understand how just connected we are, how terribly connected we are, and how I always like to say that everybody has a book in them, every single person, and it's why it's so important for us to reach out and touch and connect with each other and share those things so that we might help each other along the way. And that's basically what I've done over the years. I had some difficult times coming up, too, in life. The most difficult was in my late teens when I became pregnant in the 60s, early 60s, with a child, and I had to relinquish that child for adoption. And that really was the beginning of my spiritual journey in earnest to deal with those emotions that I felt. Again, emotions common in all of us about myself, in order to bring myself through that fear and bring myself full circle. Now, it took me until I was 50 years old, but that's okay. It doesn't matter how long it takes us. What matters is that we do it, that we apply that those techniques and those skills. And so my book, as you know, I sent a page of references, are filled with mentors, some with us, some not, that have helped me over the decades to believe in myself so that I can share with other people what it is that I've learned and applied, because that is the biggest blessing of life, is to be in service to each other, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. If you're just joining us, my very special guest is Joan Bunny. Her website address is real simple, sexyinyour60, that's 60S, sexyinyour60s.com. You can find out more about her. So, Joan, you're talking about the conditioning, and in your book you talk about that we get from society. You know, last night with the art students, and the focus is always about what somebody's wearing and what the other person's not wearing, who had a wardrobe malfunction. You know, we focus on the body, on the image, the external image. Through your life experience, what have you learned through that conditioning when we focus on the external, when we focus on just the body?
When I was coming up, it wasn't an issue anywhere near as large as it is now. We, as we spoke earlier, when I was a little girl, we didn't have TV yet. There were no TVs. So we did not have the media. We did not have the internet. We did not have the television. We did not have this, I like to call it, the reality show mentality that's upon us now, this mindset that is so... oh, my goodness sakes, all of these artificial means and all of everybody so focused on this celebrity-dumb mindset that the media and other people feed us, mainly because it makes a lot of money. But what it does, it takes us away from our true self. So I feel blessed that I was born when I was born, because I did not come up with that, nor did I come up with fast food. So I didn't have to deal. I've never been a woman who has compared myself against another woman. And it's one of the reasons even though I force myself to watch certain things on the television, because I like to keep a pulse on what's going on so that I can write and talk about it. It's very bothersome to me to see these women on these television shows that has literally sold their souls to get up in front of the camera and act the way that they do to each other, to diss each other, to call each other these horrible names, to who has bigger Botox lips, who has bigger breast implants, you know, who has the tighter, shorter dress, but there's nothing of substance that comes from these programs. There's nothing of substance, and that's very bothersome to me. So that is why my other passion is to bring women back into that goddess self, to go back 2,000 years into the cultures of the goddess, where it was all about integrity and respect and discernment and the divine feminine, and using sexuality in that manner rather than in the manner that it's being used with us now, that sexiness is an expression of our divine feminine, and it validates our belief in ourself, our love of self, our acceptance of every inch of who we are and who we want to be. It has nothing to do with the outward parameters that we're seeing today.
So true, so true. And that takes courage to really to break away from amongst them to do something different. So before we go into, you know, before we go deep into your sexy lifestyle, I want to talk about the time that I will call, I mean, one of your pictures, you have a picture of you when you were 58 and your picture of you when you were 62, and you describe the picture of 58 as saggy. Let's talk about the saggy times. Those times, what happened? What was that like for you? How did you get to, what did you do to get to that, to get the saggy award and then finally wake up? It's like, wait a minute, what is really going on? Tell us about those experiences during the saggy time.
Yes, I would morph in that of those saggy times for those 30 years that once I relinquished my son for adoption, I didn't reunite with him until 32 years later. So all of those emotions that I held inside, all of that guilt, that loathing of myself, that remorse, that sadness, I held that all inside of myself. And it would manifest physically because that's what our bodies do. And, you know, there's three phases to a woman's life. There's the maiden, the mother, and the crone, all morphed around a woman's menace. And in those mother goddess years, those are the years, our childbearing years, those are the most difficult years of a woman's life because we are juggling so much. The children, the family, the husband, the this, the that, the job, the house, the cooking, the all the things that especially is even more intense now than when I was in my mothering years. But those were the years that all of those things that I pushed down inside because I was fearful of doing the inner work, of being truly truthful with myself, of going way close to my mirror and doing the inner work. And so that's when my body would become sedentary. I gained weight. It was a yo-yo thing, up and down one year, up and down the other year. And it happens to all of us, every single one of us. So it wasn't until I did the inner work and came to terms with who I needed to be and to get rid of all those fears that come in, you know, such as in my table of contents here that have to do with the mind, you know, looking deep in my mirror, and learning how to radically forgive, not just forgiving, but radically forgiving myself, era of the time that's so, you know, back in the 60s, it was a terrible thing to be an unwed mother. You might as well walked around with a big scarlet A on your arm because you were judged. That was the time of the civil rights movement. People were, people are judgmental now, but people were terribly judgmental back in that era. Mm-hmm. And this was a time when families, my mother asked me to leave the house. We were such an embarrassment on our family.
Wow.
Wow. So, you know, I was on my own in a hospital room giving birth to that child, 36-hour labor and a breech birth with nobody with me. Those are the things that I had to carry around. So you
gave up your child for adoption, and then your mother say, leave. You're an embarrassment to us.
She asked me to leave at my last trimester. So I would have to leave before I had the child. So I made arrangements for myself with a nonprofit, fabulous organization, Children's Home Society in Seattle. That's where I'm from. And they took care of me, provided my doctors for me and the medical treatment that I needed, and provided me with the adoption services that happened. But here's the situation. My mother and I, she's passed now, bless her soul. We have reached a point of unconditional love before she died. My mother and I never, ever spoke one word about that experience for 32 years until I reunited with my son and he came into my life, back into my life. So, you see, because I was so, like, remember what you said to me earlier about being respectful of your elders? Well, I was, I had so much respect for my mother, and I was afraid that she, again, would look at me in a way of being judgmental if I brought up the subject, so I never brought it up. And that's something, another thing I had to learn. I had to learn how to be loving and kind in expressing myself and getting the albatrosses off of my neck, as we all need to learn to do that. Because otherwise, we don't get through.
Let me ask you this, because that's very important. I mean, there's so much we can talk about, but even today, there's still some parents mothers, fathers who may feel that their 16-year-old, their 15-year-old, I mean, because kids are getting, girls are getting pregnant very early nowadays, but they still feel like when their daughter gets pregnant, they've brought shame onto the family, and some of them were actually still putting children out of their house or really just looking at the child as an embarrassment. If that kind of mother or father is listening, what would you say to them from your experience?
I would say to have unconditional love for the child, to put everything else aside, to put your judgments, your grievances, your fears, what other people might think of you, your family, your friends, whoever it might be, put that aside and have total and unconditional love for the child and open up a line of conversation. Communication is the most important thing we can have with our children. And if we don't, it can cause great harm.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. We're taking your questions 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're talking to Joan Bunny, and she's bringing sexy back with a whole new definition. It's much more than the external world. So, Joan, we talked about, you know, in your book, because you put your book is categorized in body, mind, spirit. And I want to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the mind level. And I say that as in the time when you had to do radical forgiveness. What happened? What was the trigger? What made you say, you know what, enough of this already, and now literally born again? When we come back, we'll talk more about that. We are taking your questions. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. To check out Joan's website, it's Sexy in Your 60s. That's Sexy and the number 60 and an S. Sexy in Your 60s. And she got some pictures as well if you want to check her out and see this lady if you haven't seen it. We have some on the homepage on Blog Talk Radio right now. if you go to, you just play around in there. What else do I need to tell you? Yeah, actually, I'm just going to take a break. I don't think there's anything else I need to tell you for now. Yes, indeed, we're taking your questions, and we will be right back talking more about what sexiness means. I love how Joan, actually, let me read that to you now, because I'm sure when I come back, I will forget if I can find it. If not, I just take a break, and she will remind me how she describes or defines sexiness. Because we've limited that to just the external, the body, and how somebody looks, but so much more. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back. And the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. We're giving a voice back to the world community. Come and unite in love, in compassion, in understanding. My guest is Joan Bunny. Her website address is sexyinyoursixties.com. We're talking about image. We're talking about the mind, the spirit. And I know I have a lot of listeners who are in their 30s and 40s and feeling like, oh, look good. Okay, then be careful now. Ooh, you've got to step on toes. I better not do that. But anyway, Joan is here to answer your questions. Whatever challenges you're having as a mother, single parent, whatever you're dealing with image or what you want to accomplish in your life spiritually or what you think is not happening, the stories you've been telling yourself, Joan is here as a sexy elder to guide you to shine a light on your consciousness so you can see yourself as who you really are. And also at 1 o'clock we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, so stay tuned for that. Joan, before the break we were talking about, your set, what I call your saggy phase of life, and you got to stage where you said, enough already, I want to do something different. What was the catalyst? What caused you to go on that journey of radical forgiveness?
Because I never was an unhappy person, and I was never comfortable with being unhappy, and I knew it was not my true self, and it kept me from things that I wanted to do and how I wanted to be, and so I knew that I couldn't stay in that state of mind, and I had to change it.
So it's like that thing about when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You were aware that
Absolutely.
This is not just
yes.
what I want to be. I want to do so much more.
Yes.
So that caused a change. Now, you said earlier, you said not just forgiveness, but radical forgiveness. What do you mean by that?
Yes. Radical forgiveness, again, you know, the universe brings things to us, and as in The Alchemist, you know, pay attention to the omens, pay attention to the messages, because they come into us in different guises, but all for the same reason, is because we're meant to learn from the omens. And so over the many years, things have come into me, whether it be a quote or something on the internet or a seminar or a book or whatever it was. And if it resonated with me, then I would dive in and I would take that information and I would apply it. And that's what the resource section of the back of my book, that's just a partial resource. Now, when I write my next book, actually I'm in the process now, Sexy in Your 70s, the subtitle will be Growing Young, Not Old, A New Mindset. I have another whole wealth of people coming in. Because we learn so much from those people that have come before us. It's totally and absolutely amazing. And one of the people that came into me during this time of transition for me was a gentleman who specializes in a technique called radical forgiveness. Radical forgiveness, you know, forgiveness is forgiveness. We understand forgiveness. But this is another type of forgiveness. This is a deeper forgiveness. Mm-hmm. This is a forgiveness that goes like down into your bones at the soul level and teaches you to do it in a way that at the end of the day, what happens to us is we never look back. We never think about it again. It's like the old Buddhist wisdom that says, detach with compassion. When we can detach with compassion, what the compassion part of it does for us, to have empathy and compassion is so terribly important because it absolves us of all guilt. And it absolves us from, revisiting that over and over. It pulls us through the whole situation. This gentleman, Colin Tipping, Colin Tipping, and he has this huge website. I found his book. His book came into me. And when I learned about his work, I understood that I could not move forward until I practiced and did the work because I needed to forgive my mother. I held that even though I loved her and we got along really well, there was this underlying heaviness, this sadness inside of me, and I needed to get rid of that. But it's usually, and I had to forgive the era of the time, you know, back in the 60s when I was so cruelly judged on what I did. We were, like I say, we were like left in the gutter in those days and being an unwed mother. But the most important person that I had to forgive was myself. And
right.
That's what we forget to do. We forget to, the most important inner work we can do is about us, because we can't shine that light forward anywhere else until it is shining brightly in our own selves. So that's why radical forgiveness was just, you know, liberating. It just opens like windows and doors and causes you then to get rid of the fear behind it, because it's all, everything is all stems from fear. And so it just, you know, brings you forward and lets you be in a place. Here's a little excerpt from my book. Forgiveness has to begin in the mind. We have to allow it to happen, allow ourselves to change. We need to learn to be led by the combination of our heart energy and our mind. When these two are in alignment, we are led by unconditional love and fear is easily overcome. All it requires is our willingness to have faith and trust in the process. And I'm a live example of that, because it's so empowering.
Yes, indeed. Radical forgiveness. For those of you who may be hearing about it, yeah, the creator, if you will, is Colin Tippins. His website address is radicalforgiveness.com. And Colin talks about every experience that we have as a soul agreement. People are helping us. I mean, you see, I'm thinking of your story, Joan, where you had a child, you were with somebody you cared about, you got pregnant, and from your pregnancy, you lost your mother, and then you had to give up the child. If there was a reason to beat yourself up, truly that was it. So radical forgiveness helps you see that, listen, it was all part of the bigger picture. And that's no joke. And what you said is the whole thing about, that's so important about forgiveness, is forgiving ourselves. I want to take a call. Let's take a call. And I want to just ask you something else. But anyway, let's go to another elder. Oh, where is she gone? She disappeared. Well, let's go to somebody else then. Okay, we got area code 253. What's your question, area code 253?
Oh, hi. This is Raquel, Joan.
Raquel?
Hi, Raquel.
How are you?
Raquel.
My friend,
hi.
Raquel.
Oh, you are my goddess sister. I have been awakened because of Joan. Mm-hmm. And so this is like a testimonial. And I want to say that I'm in Vegas at this moment, and I'm about to start goddess gatherings, and I wanted to put it out there in the universe, and I wanted to ask Joan to Skype in somehow, some way, with this technology that we have, to give the first introduction to, so the women, they talk of their goddess, but we don't totally understand, and you are what I would say my everything, you know, when it comes to
your heart.
My teacher, my sister.
Yes.
Wow, Raquel.
Yes.
Thank you. So Joan decided to take her life back, and now her life is an inspiration to Raquel, and then Raquel is keeping that ripple going on out in the universe.
Yes.
You say yes,
that's
to your
how
life.
It works, yes. That's how it works. It's a boomerang effect. Isn't it wonderful? Yes.
Indeed.
I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much.
The number 347.
I'm feeling it. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. As I said earlier, your book is in three categories. You're dealing with the mind, the body, and the spirit. We talked about the body, and we talked about the mind, how you use radical forgiveness to release the weight that was holding you down and holding you back. Before we talk about the spirit aspect, let's talk a little bit, let's go back to the body. What did you use, what things did you use to release the weight in the body?
Well, here again, a blessing to be born in the 40s, because I was not surrounded by a toxic, refined, sugared, altered food chain. So when I was a little girl growing up, coming up, I came from a family of wonderful cooks. We grew our own food. We cooked our own food. My grandfather was a chef, and I didn't have, you know, I have a head start on people. Unfortunately, I feel, you know, the children now, it's just like, well, my new granddaughter, my daughter and I will be making all of her baby food and all of her food because we have to be educated, read labels, and find out what exactly it is that we're putting in the body, because the food is toxic to the body. The body does not recognize a lot of the food that they're trying to sell us now. Actually, not trying to sell us, but that people are eating. And we know the circumstances. We are in an epidemic of disease, obesity, diabetes, and all sorts of things. Much of it has to come from the food, because the food that has been so refined, especially with the sugar content, is addictive. The body, it's like a drug. The body craves it. The more the body eats it, the more the body craves it. But we have to look at the end result of what happens to the body. You know, we become diseased, we become sedentary, we become obese, and we are in a terrible state in this country. And actually, it's moving worldwide now because the powers that be that make a lot of money from these things, they're not going to stop until we stop buying it and eating it. So, you know, I had a head start coming up, and I always ate well. I was always, you know, cognizant, but in those times of stress, in those times of fear, in those times of loathing, I just stock up. Man, those carbs, those sugar, those carbohydrates, you know, the refined ones, I'd be pushing those in, and then, you know, I'm a little woman. I'm like 5'2", and I was like pushing like a size 14 at one time in my life, and that was when I really stood back and like, oh, my God, Joan, this is ridiculous. So then I really started educating myself, going back to the basics and learning about an alkaline diet, learning about what this body needs to work and what I need to keep out of it, even though I already knew it. I went back and educated myself again, and again, here we go. I started applying it. So eating the right kinds of food, hydration is enormously, I have a whole chapter in my book on water, hydration. Not tea, not coffee, not energy drinks, not Crystal Light, nothing but water. The body only recognizes water. It's like putting oil in our car. You know, I was saying we take better care of our vehicles than we do our body. And so it's very, very important that we hydrate correctly. And the third component involved in the body situation is exercise. We cannot be sedentary. We were not meant to be sedentary. If we are, especially as you start advancing to my age, everything kind of seizes up, you know? Your whole body seizes up. Everything starts aching and jarring. You know, I'm 60, almost 67 years old. I do not take one pharmaceutical. I don't even hardly have an aspirin in my medicine cabinet. I don't believe in it. I believe that everything the body needs comes from the planet, comes from Mother Earth, because it does. It just does. So I don't, you know, unless it's absolutely necessary, I lean away from westernized medicine and lean more towards holistic alternative choices for my body. And I exercise it. I've been lifting weights for over 30 years. I do yoga. I stretch. I walk. You have to do it. And again, this interesting what you said earlier about the young women in their 30s and 40s, and I'll extend that to their 50s. And I will say that I like to remind these young women, you will all be my age one day. So get ready for these times, because this is the best of the best, the creme de la creme of a woman's life. And we are made to believe that we are out to pasture. and we're not.
right. And I want to talk before, I'm going to take a call, but I want to talk about this whole thing about eldership, what I was telling you about eldership as an elder. And it's just, in the Western world, we don't respect eldership. Even some of the elders would say, oh, no, don't call me Mr. My name is. They just want to go by their first name. Now, I'm not necessarily judging that. I grew up in Nigeria where if someone is 2 years older than you, you don't call them by their first name. It's either Mr. This or Miss That, or you say, like, if you're Joan, if your son was John, instead of me calling you Joan, and I could either call you Miss Joan or Auntie, or I can say John's mother, never by the first name. And I see in the Western world, it's like some elders are afraid to be an elder, and society is afraid of getting old, getting young, being wise.
that we're missing out on the essence of what you are sharing now. Because if people are afraid to be old, then they can't share anything about their life because they think, oh, nobody wants to hear it. These kids don't have time. But what you're sharing, what you're doing, I really honor it, and I'm so grateful for the work. Before we go deeper into the eldership, I want to read this and then take a call. And it's something that you sent me, and I just pulled it up now. Let me minimize this. I love how you define sexiness because I think it takes it comes from the spirit rather than just the body. Well, maybe you can tell me off the top of your head because my computer is moving slow. Okay, let's just leave that alone. I'll come back to that. But I'm going to paraphrase. You describe sexiness as a way, you know, it's about self-love. It's about expressing the inner goddess, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's take this call. We've got a Skype number or a private number. You are the one because your number is showing up as 11111. Okay, if you're calling from a private number or you're using Skype, oh, Lord, that's kind of noisy. So, okay, going one. There you go. Are you there?
That was me. I kicked a plate that was on the floor for one of my precious kitty cats. Greetings to you, Ade, and to your guest, who is also one of my friends on Facebook.
This sounds like Queen Goddess from heaven.
Yes, hello. Yes.
Hello, Queen Goddess from heaven.
Yes, who is also an elder. I found you through Ernestine, the other elder who is fabulous. I just wanted to say how fabulous you are and how inspiring you are to the younger who, if they have any good sense, they will listen to your inspiration. You are magnificently beautiful, and you are wise, and you are a blessing to those that will follow behind you.
Thank you so much. I still appreciate your kindness, and you can join forces with me. Look, you already have anyway. It's good to hear you that, yes, it is up to the crones, the third and final stage of a woman's life, postmenopausal, to be able to be the mentors and the guides to the younger women. That is our duty in this lifetime. So thank you for validating my journey. I so appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be connected to you, and I look forward to us reflecting on our magnificence as every step we take into the future as we become even more ageless and more powerful and more beautiful and more wise.
Yes, yes, that's what happens. We are evolving. Yes, we are. Yes.
Thank you, Queen Goddess. Appreciate you. Joan, as I listen to you, I listen to Queen Goddess, it's like I listen to just the energy of your conversations. And what I find myself thinking is I know females in their 20s and their 30s or 40s want to be in a place where they exude that sexiness, that goddessness, if you will, want to come from that place of groundedness, but there's so much going on. What can you share with them? Because you said earlier, you know, one day they're going to be your age, but
yes,
there's a lot of worrying and there isn't forgiveness. They may never get to be the age that they're preparing for. As an elder, what would you share for those that are coming behind you?
Yes, one of my greatest mentors, women mentors, and I have many of them, believe me, fabulous, wonderful mentors, but one of my closest and my dear friend, Linda Savage, just like it sounds, S-A-V-A-G-E, you can Google her to get to her website and her book. She's the one that I came across several years ago that actually laid it out for me, and as I was writing my book, I went and revisited her website because I'd saved her information in my computer, and as I read, the tears just started streaming down my face. I became very emotional because it was as though she was speaking directly to me. And she's really the one that helped to open the door in this particular subject for me. And this is from Linda, and this helps to answer the question that you just asked. And she says, sexually, the crone stage, now again, this is the postmenopausal woman, the elder,
is the stage of sexual mastery. The goddess cultures knew it well. The ancient tantric tradition was actually founded by female masters who understood the sacred power of sexuality and the relationship it has to the divine. Crone women's continued sexuality in ancient times is one of the mysteries now coming to light. These older women chose to stay sexually active with their aging mates, or if widowed or unattached, they were known to take younger male lovers for pleasure because no one assumed that their sexuality was over. The crone is the wise woman within who can consciously generate healing power. She is the part of us that feels empowered to act on intentional desire in an honoring setting. She is the wise one who intuitively connects with the sexual nature, spiritual nature of sexual energy. The crone is the teacher, encouraging us to listen to intuition and recognize divine guidance. So, sexuality and spirituality, Adi, has been around for thousands of years. Unfortunately, these modern times have taken things and skewed them and gotten them so out of balance in this reality show mentality era that's upon us that the younger women do not understand their roots and where they come from. They come from the goddess. And it is to be revered, not to be, it is to serve the woman, not to demean the woman. And this is another reason that I speak out, because it is my duty in this lifetime to help bring the balance back to the goddess and her teachings.
Yes, yes. For those of you who are just joining us, my guest is Joan Bunny. We're talking eldership, sexiness, sexy at 66, soon to be 67, reversing the age. The age, sometimes we look at it as old and getting rusty, but really changing the mindset, really recognizing who we are, and all of us, male and female, that we can start to connect with that part of us that's ageless. And when we connect with that part of it as ageless, it will reflect on the outside. We've got a segment coming up at 1 o'clock, but before we do that, I want to ask you, you just shared some information from Linda for those who are coming behind you. What about the elders who are ashamed of being an elder, who are fearful about being an elder, who are regretting what they shouldn't have done or what they did? Maybe they gave up their children for adoption and they never went out. They're just full of guilt. They just can't even forgive themselves. What would you say to them today?
Yes, and I have come into contact with many women. I did some mentoring for Children's Home Society after I went through my experience, and I came across women my age who had never told anybody, not their husbands, not their children, not their parents, anybody. And they held that information, that experience, that damaging experience inside of them. And some, unfortunately, will never come through it. It's meant to come through in another lifetime, evidently, because some, it's just too painful to deal with. And then others, you know, I find a lot of people my age, they don't care anymore. They have come through it. And they're like, you know, again, aging accrues a substance in us that makes us not even worry about what other people might have to say about us. So, you know, it's more the younger generation that holds on to these things, whether it be, you know, something that would have the circumstances of my experience, but different circumstances that would give you these same emotions that would keep you in that place of sadness. And that's a lot of times what I'm finding is the younger people, because, again, we have been by the media and or other devices, the sinister ones I call them, kept apart from each other, not to believe that we are connected as we are. We are connected, and we have been led to believe that everybody's on their own, and I don't need anybody but just myself, and nobody can help me, blah, blah, blah. No, this is not true. Yes, we've forgotten about our essence of where we come from. We have.
We're going to go do celestial moments, and then we're going to take a call. Glenda's waiting in line, but that, when you said, you know, I don't need anybody, it brings up so much in me. I'm thinking of the housewife mentality, the housewife shows. And when we talk about that.
All right.
It's just like why? And you know, I got to say this before we take this break. I was watching Celebrity Apprentice,
And it is good. I like how they pull projects together. But you know, one of the things that was really hard on me to watch was how people were tearing themselves down.
Yes.
It's almost like they had to find the worth in somebody in order to stay on. And I'm thinking, why does it have to be that way? And I'm still struggling if I'm going to watch the next one. Because I don't think we need to tear ourselves down. It's just not necessary.
No.
It's just not necessary. And now, this may be biased, but I think particularly women don't need to tear themselves down. We don't
need to. It is. That's not biased at all. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Please.
We have a much more difficult time. Yes.
Yes. And the whole planet is hurting because some females decide to tear themselves down, compare, and judge. And, let's just all is well. All is well. Everything is happening as it should, and everything is a lesson because
when we step into radical
forgiveness.
Absolutely.
we can embrace it all, right? Yes.
We must be optimistic because there is a shift definitely going on. There most certainly is. It's all the way it was intended to be by the higher power, you know, and we're just playing the part in the movie. That's what we're doing.
I know, that's right. There are no mistakes in God. And every time, as a director of this part, we can say, "Cox! Let's take that again." We are in control. We're in control with all that is. It's a little after 1 o'clock. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Comes to you every day around one. Celeste Morgan, where is she right here? Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm ecstatic, overjoyed, and enjoying your conversation with dear Joan. Joan, I just want to thank you for bringing sexy back to the crone. I love you, and I thank you for covering me because she was the only woman when I had a situation go down publicly who stood by me. Thank you, Joan. I'll never forget
you.
You're
so welcome, Celeste. I love you, too.
Yeah, and Celeste, thank you for introducing me to Joan. I mean, you were on fire. You were like, I said, okay, well, let me see something. So you really going to consider it? Like, yeah. Okay, I remember when I said, yeah, let's have Joan on Monday. You said, yes. I'm like, okay.
And that's how I stay young. I am not embarrassed. I jump up and down all the time. So,
that's right.
Afternoon.
Jump up and down. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I so am. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that's showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, February 27th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2041. Add 2041 and the energy of the day is 7. The number 7 is the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest. The 7th letter of the alphabet is G. Words like grand, grace, and gorgeous connect us to the divine power of 7. 7 belongs to Yamasha, the mother goddess of the ocean. While passing a creek on my morning walk today, I saw 2 geese. They carry the energy of the journey of the great quest to set a high goal and find right ways to navigate towards it. It's a powerful blessing, and that message relates to the card we are spotlighting today. That would be 7, the Chariot, from the perspective of the Rider-Waite traditional tarot. The Chariot is connected to the Cancer sign, which represents the mother. In this card, we have a princely man riding in a chariot with a black sphinx and a white sphinx. The colors of each sphinx represent the dance between day and night, dark and light. The Chariot card is about overcoming adversity and using them as stepping stones as you follow your chosen path. What does your path look like? We have our own stories and our own agreements, so our paths will vary. We all have our shadow moments and may want to run from them, but a voice from within reminds, these challenges are happening for us, not to us. When we learn to embrace this truth, we are able to stay in our power. The Chariot also represents how we are showing up and taking responsibility. Staying in our lane is not about conforming. It's about connecting to our bliss and expressing authentically in all situations. Refusing to people-please reduces stress, which also makes us ageless and less tired on our soul journey. The freedom to be yourself is true victory. We take personal responsibility for our own happiness, blaming no one. we are learning lessons and being compassionate with ourselves. That's self-love to the highest degree. And when we apply this knowledge, there is no telling how far we will go. And we are sure to leave a beautiful legacy. And that's the story of Seven through the Chariot. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, let's see. Joan has given away 2 books. And this is what we're going to do before we go to, we're coming to you, Glenda. Joan has given away 2 books for the first 2 listeners who can, okay, you can either email me. You can do it. Well, there's 3 ways to do it. You can email me at ask@lifecoachade.com, ask@lifecoachade.com, or you can post on the answer, you can post the answer on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. So you have a lot of options. Those of you who don't do Facebook or can't get on there, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and click the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Joan's website. There are a lot of tabs on the left. There's one, there's so many, but I'm going to help you. I want you to find a quote. The first 2 people who can send this quote to me, because I think it's important for people to get this, and it's under the, it's in the Ageless Body tab. There's a quote there. You can copy and paste it. That's all I'm giving you because I've literally given it away. So I want you to go copy and paste it and email it to me.
What one?
Did I get Joan? Wait a minute. That's not Joan. Okay, got it. It was my, I forgot to mute Celeste. Let's go here. Where am I? Good? Yeah, so I want you to go to Joan's website, Sexy in Your 60s, the number 60 and with an S. sexyinyour60s.com. So it's sexyinyour60s.com. And on her website, Ageless, the tab Ageless Body, there's a quote there. I want the first 2 people who can post it on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, email it or email it to me at ask@lifecoachade.com. We'll get a copy of Joan's book. Or if you don't do Facebook, just send me an email, ask@lifecoachade.com. And I want you to email that quote to me. I'm not even going to give you the name because I've literally given it away. Now, let's take a call, and let's go to Glenda. Hey, Glenda.
Hello, Ade. How are you? How are
I'm
you,
very
Joan?
Well.
Wonderful, Glenda.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm 51, and people often tell me that I don't look my age, and I'm happy about that. I think basically, I just try to live and be joyful and not hold on to things and be hopeful.
Yes.
I think more about how I want to age now because I am in my 50s. And I have been saying lately that I just want to become better and better, that I want my 60s and 70s just for me to blossom. Not look back at my 30s and 20s and look at what I lost. Because I have more to gain. But I do have a question. I would like to know. I just saw a glimpse of your book cover and a little bit of what was written in our day's Life Conversations bio that you didn't get any plastic surgery. So I wanted to know. I'm going to be really straight and ask. Well, what would be your advice in terms of women get breast implants? Some of them do. But what would be your advice as we get older to help with lifting the breasts, keeping them firm without plastic surgery?
Well, the biggest thing I think that we can do is weightlifting.
Okay.
When you lay on that bench, and you would want to have a coach train you to begin with, but it's very easy for you to do yourself at home on your exercise ball, or I have a little bench here at my apartment. But when you do those chest press, either with the free weights or with the bar, that affects all your pectoral. My breasts even went up a whole size
by doing chest exercises. Nobody could have ever told me in a million years that weightlifting resistance training would change my body in the way that it did. It was totally mind-boggling. And you see, our bodies don't forget this. The muscle has memory. So even sometimes over the years, you know, I used to get a little bit lazy about it, but boy, once I'd pick up those free weights again, it was like my body would say, oh, thank God you're back, you know.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's go again. So look into exercises for the upper body. Also take into consideration that along with the chest exercises, it's also very important to make sure that you do your back exercises too, because one set of muscles supports the other set of muscles from front to back, and also that your core muscles, you know, your abdominal muscles. I mean, and I might as well just go into the whole body here. It's why I will continue to weight train for the rest of my life, because everything in the body is connected, correct? Mm-hmm. And it is the most magnificent way to change the shape, literally is what you and I are talking about here, change the shape of your body. And it will lift you and keep your chest expanded. And so that you don't have to, you know, my big deal is I don't like people messing around with my energy meridians. I don't want toxic substances in my body or on my body.
Right, right.
So that's why I'm so anti, you know, invasive surgery.
So you're saying the chest presses with the bar. Okay.
Yes, or the free weights. It goes both ways. And you can hit it in different directions because you can actually zero in on different areas of your chest.
Okay.
That will do the work for you. It will do the work. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, and thank you for the work that you do. Yes.
You know what? I want you to take a picture of before and a picture of after so we can see it work. And if you promise to do that, we have this promise to do that. Well, you can always break your promise, okay? Never mind. You know I'm being silly. But anyway,
Here's Ajay giving me a challenge. You know I love challenges. Okay.
Okay, good.
And a perfect challenge at that.
Okay, well, so be it then. But here's the thing. You're going to get a copy of Joan's book so it can help you through the process.
Fabulous.
And step into
awesome.
Your
That's beautiful.
Goddess.
Thank you so
Fabulous.
Much.
Fabulous.
Oh,
I'll sign it off to you, Glenda. And thank you for the question. If there's anything you might need to ask me, I have a really active Facebook page. So if there might be any questions along the way, please feel free to contact me there.
Thank you very much. And I will do a before and after. I will commit to that. So that will keep
there we go.
Great.
Okay.
It's all about honesty, authenticity, and transparency. It's funny that before you do that, there's got people talking to me on Facebook. There's Tammy listening to the conversation, and she just wants me to thank you. She's with her grandson. She said, oh, God, I so love this message. She wants me to thank you so much for what you're sharing and how much she's appreciating you. That's Tammy. She's on Facebook.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It's funny that, Glenda, I was thinking about this before the show. On Friday, I was watching 2020. And usually I like to see what's going on. Sometimes I change the station. And they were talking about facelift and people, girls in their in their 20s injecting Botox. There's this man. He's a surgeon. He was injecting Botox into his daughters.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, God, that don't make any sense. And they had some guy, or two guys actually, who they consider themselves short, so they're extending their bone. But the one that blew me away was an 83-year-old lady who wanted to enlarge her breast. And she did it. She did it. She did some facelift. And, I mean, she was still working. I mean, she actually still works. And she said, I meet a lot of young females, and they do it, and there's a lot of competition or whatever. I had my opinions about what I was thinking. But I kept saying, why am I even watching this? But after I spoke to Celeste, I said, okay, this must be why. And the question that Glenda asked is very important because sometimes people think about it but don't want to ask. And that's the freedom when we can free ourselves to just ask the question that's nagging. We're going to ask somebody, and then we realize not a big deal. And then we all get a gift because she's going to take a picture of before and after. I want to see this.
Yes. And you know, I watch for the same reason that you do, is because I like to keep the pulse. I like to keep a pulse on what people are doing, women especially, what they're doing and why they're doing it, and why they have such a lack of self-confidence in themselves in order to lead over to these invasive procedures that they think are so necessary. On those housewife shows, I mean, dear God, it's like a contest to see whose lips can get, who has the biggest lips. And this is, they shoot, that's a toxic substance that they shoot into the face, oh my gosh, it just makes me just cringe when I think about it, just cringe.
Yeah.
And again, along those lines, and us talking about these shows, this, you know, Marianne Williamson, I feature her in my book. She's a fabulous woman. She wrote, one of her books is called A Woman's Worth. And listen to what she says. This says it in a nutshell. I love what she says here. She says, it's time to get started. Time to wake up. Don't wait another minute. Claim your heart and claim your glory. You have all you need. Bless other women. Do not tear them down. Remember, they are you, your sisters, teachers, mothers, daughters. And then look on men with the new eyes the goddess gives you, and then hold on. The new world will seem like nothing you have seen before. It will be reborn like you. It will shine like you, and it will feel like home. Isn't that fabulous?
Yes,
this is basically
indeed.
This is basically the yin and yang, the male and the female polarity and balance on the planet. And what we have been scripted in these last several decades has done a world to unbalance the yin and yang balance between the male and the female. And, you know, like you say, it is everything in good time. The Creator knows what's going on, and the Goddess is coming back, and we will come back into balance here. And I plan to live long enough to make sure I see that happen. So I have to take very good care of myself.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I think, you know, I got to say this. I mean, there are some females who still believe that men are looking for a certain kind of woman, the woman with the long hair and the lips sticking out and, you know, everybody loves beauty.
Yes.
Everybody loves beauty. But I tell you, from a man's perspective, I love a woman who is confident in herself, and she's even confident in her insecurities. You know, she knows that she got stuff she's working with, but she's not trying to hide it, because at the end of the day, from a woman, from a man's perspective, men are not, don't fall in love with the makeup, and females think men fall in love with the makeup, because when the makeup comes off, what's left? That's the most important thing.
And all beauty begins within. All beauty begins within. Because without the within beauty, then the outer beauty will never be allowed to shine through in its real magnificence. So we have to remember that. And we've been taught to forget that and disassociate from that. And that's a terrible shame.
It is. And trust me, I know. If we want to balance this planet, if we want to balance humanity, females got to get their sexiness back, their goddessness, and really understand the power that you all hold.
It's so huge. It's so huge. We don't begin to understand how powerful it is. You know, without the goddess, nobody would ever even be here.
I know, that's right. And that's it. So we've talked about the body stage, the saggy lifetime. We've moved into the mind and radical forgiveness, and how the things of how you were eating food to release the weight in the body, to release the weight in the mind with radical forgiveness. Let's talk quickly about the spiritual, because I think the spiritual, sometimes we pretty much got that down, because it's the essence of who we are. It's the body and the mind that we struggle with. Do you have your mission statement in front of you?
Yes, actually, I've got my book right here, and I've got it in my book.
Please read your mission statement, because for me, I believe that's part of the spirit aspect of this mind-body-spirit connection. And until we get it, male and female, until we get this, we're going to continue to ask ourselves, what's wrong with the young people? Can you read your mission statement, please? I want to hear it from your energy.
Yes, I'm trying to get this mission statement to President Obama and his wife, because I think this mission statement stands for a mission statement, not just for this country, but for the world, for every person on this planet. And it says, to instigate change by creating a redefinition around the whole aging process and the recognition that aging is just a word for growing, to manifest a new kind of relationship between generations based on reason and respect, not dogma or hierarchy, bringing together the wisdom of age and the inexperience of youth resulting in a creative mutual sharing from which everyone will benefit.
Say no more. Say no more. Say no more. But I will ask a little bit more. So in the spiritual phase, what is the most important thing for females to know, for women to know about their spirituality?
Most important thing to know is love of self. Unconditional love of self, every inch of you, regardless of how we look, where we're from, our culture, our religion, the color of our hair, our height, our weight, or anything, is to come from love of self first, and then to apply that and use that in a way that it literally takes over your body and your mind. But it all has to start in. It's the spiritual that really, it's your soul, it's your essence of who we are as women. It is the goddess within. To awaken women to their goddess within is my greatest passion, because we have been let to forget it, discard it, ignore it, and it is the most important thing that we can do for ourselves.
Yes, yes. So true, so true. And, okay, some of you still have issues with the giveaways, not a competition. There's no need to compete here. There's enough to go around. If you go to Joan's website, it's sexyinyour60s.com, sexyinyour60s.com. There's a tab, Ageless Body. There's a quote by somebody else, not by her. I'm not even going to read it. I want you to copy and paste that post and email that quote and email it to me or post it on Life Conversation, Life Coach at A fan page. Post it on there or send it to ask@lifecoachata or go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and send me that quote. And I think until we get this, we gotta honor the body. That's all I got to say. Well, it's almost time to release Joan, and Joan is shared so much wisdom with us and so much to digest. But before you go, Joan, is there anything you want to share, add, or maybe something that you think, I wish he asked me, but he didn't? Anything that you want to share with the listeners, with the women that are listening, the men that are listening, humanity?
Yes, there's one little piece in my book here I want to share. It's very important. It's a perfect way to end our conversation. And it says, let this book be your coach. Use it not to avoid death, but to enhance the quality of your life. Use it to find greater joy in living. Then be happily surprised by how long you live. Longevity is not the goal. It is the byproduct of a healthy life that is lived joyfully. Finally, never forget that the source of the fountain of youth is you. You are in charge. You have the power to activate the life and death mechanisms in your own body. I say this not to blame you, but to empower you. Don't wait until you are near death before you awaken to life. Begin now to live life fully and set the youthing process in motion.
Don't use that book to avoid death. Don't use your life to avoid death. I love that. That's just powerful.
Yes.
Joan, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for embracing all of you, all of life, your womanhood, your eldership. Just embracing all that is and being an example for all of us, women and men alike. Thank you so much.
I'm so honored, Audie. Thank you so much for having me. It was just a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I am so grateful. I am so, so grateful. People like Joan Bunny makes my life rich and full and helps me realign with the truth of who I am. And, they also, you know, people like Joe help me create a space to have a conversation that I have in my head. And I just love it. I just love it. And Joan is a living example. The importance of eldership, that's part of what's going to shift this. You know, here's an analogy that's popped in my head. That those of us who are in our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, in the spirituality, and we want to hear what our guides have to say to us. We want to hear what the angels say to us, or what a non-physical being has to say to us. As a matter of fact, until you embrace the guide in you, the elderness, eldership, your matured experience within yourself, you will never fully be able to integrate it. That's a never, okay, a bit strong, but I'm going to live it. You will never fully be able to integrate what you're getting from the guide that sometimes you feel so far off. But when we learn to embrace ourselves, our journeys, our experience, I mean, Joan told us from being kicked out by her mother, giving up her child for adoption, and have to go through the process and do radical forgiveness. Not about forgiving others, but forgiving self. Because it really doesn't matter if you forgive others or not. The most important thing is when you forgive yourself. And when you forgive yourself, guess what? By default, you automatically, not only do you give permission to other people to do the same, to forgive themselves, you actually just free them. You give yourself love. And it's important to love ourselves completely with your insecurities, with your failures, because love is the most powerful force in the universe. We are going to take a break. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a song speaking of forgiveness. Until you forgive, you will never learn to embrace yourself fully. I don't care, you can have a coach, you can have a mentor, you can go on retreats, you can meditate for 40 days and 40 nights. Until you learn to forgive yourself, you will never be free. We'll be right back. I keep saying never. Ooh, that's kind of strong. Yeah, but it's true. Well, it's my truth. You don't have to take it. Here's I Have Forgiven, State of Man. We'll be right back. I Have Forgiven. Yes, indeed. I want to sing. I forgive myself if my voice don't sound right. That's my brother, John Stringer, and his group, State of Man, I Am Forgiven. Love is not just what you say. Love is what you do. Yes, love is action. You can talk about I love me, but you've got to put the action. You've got to push the action button. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about embracing your journey, and more importantly, it's about embracing where you are right now, no matter how your life is showing up. Even if what you're going through and growing through does not mirror the things you're reading in the book about when you connect, when you cultivate your spiritual powers. Maybe your life looks upside down. Maybe your life is in a mess. Maybe you feel like you've made so much mistakes and not even God can forgive you. No, forgive yourself and you'll realize God never had a reason not to forgive you. As a matter of fact, God was never judging you. You were doing all the judging.
So it's time to forgive yourself. It's time to let it go. It's time to step into the greatness, into your greater yet to be. And my sisters, from a man's perspective, the world needs you to show up. Show up with your failures. Show up with your success. Show up with your insecurity. Show up with your security. Show up with, I don't know what to do. Show up with tuning into your intuition and saying, this is what needs to be done. I don't know how. Bring it. That's real living. That's real living. And if there's anything the world needs right now, it's for women to step into their power and stop watching. Oh boy. What's the name? What's the guy's name? Barnett? I can't remember his first name. The guy who they credit to give it to start a reality TV. Well, he can bring it. I'll interview him. Stop watching those stuff. Females, please stop doing that to yourself, because once you watch it, not only are you supporting that mentality, but the ratings bring in more money. So they say, well, the ratings are high. People want to watch it. So if you watch it to judge it, guess what? You're increasing the money. You have a choice, though. You have a choice, because there are no mistakes in God. Everything is perfect. Everything is well. And I told you, I got to say this again. We men, oh, I like that. We men, women, sounds almost the same. We need sisters. We need our opposite to recognize. Now, if you're going to say, well, but if the men is the reason women are fighting over one another, please, I'm not interested in that. You have the power to claim your power, to claim your godness, your sexiness. It's time to release the show, and I think I'm going to release the show with Karen Drucker, Gift of the Goddess. I've always loved life. I always love having conversation, but I love it when I talk to people who are just sharing authentically. Can you sense me? I'm just struggling to release the show, but it's time to go. It's time to go. Gift of the Goddess. Tomorrow I'm here with Judge Glenda Hatchett and talking about walking in purpose, living your dreams, showing up, saying yes to your life. Life Conversations Radio is where we bring you guests who help you live your truth, live your best life. You have a gift. You have a book in you. You have a story to tell. That's what life is about. Life is nothing but a bunch of stories. And we're all making it up. Sometimes we edit the story. The leaders are making it up. The politicians are making it up. Even the ancient ones, the teachers, they made it up. They wrote their story, and we're living by it. It's time for you to write your own story so we can have a conversation. Are you ready? The time is now. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. All of you that called in and shared your story, those of you on the phone line, those on Facebook and the chat room, thank you. Thank you for keep coming back. And I want to invite you to just share the show with your friends. Some of you already done it. I didn't get to remind you during the show, but it doesn't matter. You're listening now. Share the show by posting it on your social network sites. Like the page. Tell people about it. Get a sexy sister gathering together. And then maybe invite Joan to through Skype. If she doesn't, you know, there's so many ways you can work it out. And just support one another, sisters. We need you. Let there be peace and let it begin with you, ladies. Of course, men. Now, no, don't get me wrong. I know what I'm talking about. But I also understand the power of the feminine energy. This is the perfect time for it. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Here's something from Carly Jackson. We started the show off with it. We're going to go out with it. And then Gift of the Goddess. You all are goddess. All the ladies, of course, and the men. Yeah, I don't have no problem embracing the goddess within me. Because she has more power than I have, because sometimes she's dripping out of my eyes. I'm like, love is the most, I start crying. Yeah, I love my goddess.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, you are. And brothers who are afraid of their goddess energy, get over yourself. It took your mother and your father to create you. You don't think you have a part of your mother in you? Relax. Here we go. This is Karen Drucker. Be love. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come back to you. Receive it. Embrace it. You deserve it. You are here to release that love. You are here to share your story. And you will feel incomplete if you don't. But the world will go on without you. It's all about you, and you are a gift to the planet. This is Gifts of the Goddess, Karen Drucker. To find out more about Karen Drucker, her website address is karendrucker.com, D-R-U-C-K-E-R, karendrucker.com, the Gifts of the Goddess. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace and blessings.
Gifts of the God.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.